Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch.
This row between Ireland and the UK back on the front pages again today. What an absolute mess. And even having the Taoiseach contradicting the Justice Minister last night over the 80% figure. So 80% of arrivals into Ireland, asylum seekers coming through the north, is what the Minister for Justice told us as fact last week. And then the Taoiseach says yesterday evening that's not based in fact and just sort of an opinion thing. So that's a confusion at the Irish Cabinet table. And then obviously this row with the UK as well dominating the front pages. Irish Independent, McEntee to push new laws, but UK won't take back migrants. So the Justice Minister goes before Cabinet today to discuss new laws, essentially to send asylum seekers back to the UK. And then the UK government says, no, we won't take them. It's all going to be discussed at Cabinet. Described on the front of the Irish Independent as a major diplomatic spat. You can say that again. And they already were finding it difficult, I suppose, to have very good relations with the UK given Brexit and all that stuff. And I know the diplomats work very hard to make sure that the relationship is like old neighbours and friends with our nearest neighbour. And now we've this row. Rishi Sunak apparently more than happy to stare down Helen McEntee on the issue, is how the Indo describe it. Irish Daily Mirror, we will send refugees back to the UK, with Britain insisting it won't take any back. So who's more powerful here, Ireland or England? Helen McEntee will today seek to designate Britain a safe country following a surge in applications from the north. Rishi Sunak says no. And also this new word that we're using now, bandied about a lot yesterday, returns. We are talking about human beings here, not an item of clothing that you bring back to the shop, but we're calling them returns. Rishi Sunak says that England won't accept returns. Irish Examiner, tensions escalate over refugee returns. Ministers have criticised Helen McEntee over her failure to get a grip of the migration issue, which has now sparked a major standoff with the British government. That's on the front of that paper. And then finally on this issue, Irish Daily Mail, zero migrants sent back to the UK. No asylum seekers were ever sent back to the UK under the post-Brexit returns policy that the Justice Minister is going to reintroduce today. So didn't work in the past, but the minister hopeful and the government hopeful that it will work. Helen McEntee will bring a memo to Cabinet that will designate the UK a safe country where you can send people back to. Irish Daily Mail also big exclusive interview. Peter Casey, I'm back. Former presidential hopeful making dramatic return to politics. He's done a big sit-down interview with Craig Hughes of the Irish Daily Mail, running for the European elections in Midlands. Northwest, is that it? Yeah, that constituency in the Midlands. Yes, Midlands Northwest, running for the European elections. But really, he's using that as a launch pad for another bid for the presidency. So Peter Casey going for president again. Read the two-page interview in the Irish Daily Mail if you are interested in that. Irish Times, a significant increase in the number of people caught breaking the law on the roads was as a direct result of Garda members being ordered to give at least 30 minutes of every shift to roads policing, according to the Road Safety Authority. So we have these new plans in place now, where if you're an ordinary uniformed Garda, you do half an hour of roads policing during your shift, and the number of people caught using mobile phones in the first 12 days of this new directive was up just over 60%. Feels like everyone uses their phone on the road, and now the guards are out catching them. Much higher rate of drivers being caught using their mobile phones. Liz O'Donnell from the RSA says that there are already strong signs that this plan is working. The Irish Sun on the front page, bad news for Conor McGregor. He had plans for a big hotel in Howth. However, the plans for the upmarket coastal hotel have been refused. Fingal County Council has denied Conor McGregor's application for the venue in Howth. Locals feared that it would invite Ibiza parties there to Howth. So, "Wish You Were Here" is the front of the Irish Sun. Inside the papers, ministers are going to be busy discussing, obviously, the issue of Rwanda and the UK today. But the Examiner says that a memo proposing to raise the legal age for buying cigarettes from 18 to 21 is going to come before Cabinet within weeks. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, he's kind of raised this in the past, and now it looks like that they have the final stages of preparing a memo for Cabinet, which is understood could be considered before the end of May. They're trying to get it in before summer, and the legislation is understood to be quite straightforward. And if it receives Cabinet approval, it could be enacted quickly, so you wouldn't be able to buy either cigarettes or tobacco until you're 21 years of age. Interesting to see about vapes as well, all designed to cut down on Ireland's smoking rate. A couple of gender-based stories in the papers, one from the Irish Independent, men washing their hands. It might save on space in overcrowded hospitals, but converting male and female hospital toilets to unisex facilities may increase the risk of infection because men are less likely to wash their hands than women. Bacteria and fungi, including multi-drug-resistant superbugs, have been found on the floors, ceilings, door handles and other surfaces of hospital toilets. Patient toilets were the worst affected, and this study says that if you have a unisex toilet in a hospital, it could pose an infection risk. I don't know, I haven't been in a female toilet. I don't know if women are good or not at washing their hands. Apparently they are, certainly in the pub Friday evening. Anytime I was in the bathroom, there weren't that many men washing their hands. Also to do with gender, it's long been thought, according to the Mail, that women feel the cold more, but actually that's not true. They don't feel cold more than men. The Mail then asked the question, well, if that's the case, why do women like to hog the duvet? That belief, however, wrong, according to a study into how the body reacts to falling temperatures, and they found that women don't suffer from chilly hands and feet, and men don't stay warmer. Basically, it's all the same. Everyone feels the cold the same way. If you're heading off to the airport during the summer, the Irish Times has a warning. Dublin airport parking slots are booking out faster than in previous years. Now, I know they booked out there, was it over the Easter break? And also we know last summer it was tough enough to get a car parking space if you left it late, and the spaces are selling out again. And the management at DAA apparently struggling to find sufficient capacity in advance of the busy summer holiday season. They have 6,200 spaces in the nearby Quick Park facility, but the DAA was unsuccessful in acquiring. So that means that 6,200 spaces are out of use. So the rest of the spaces, there's going to be huge demand for in and around Dublin Airport. So if you're heading off, book your parking fast, or try and get public transport or whatever, get a lift or something like that for the airport. And one final story for you, coming from the Irish Independent. A mother of two is collecting a book of Irish recipes, and she's collected more than 3,000 old Irish recipes dating back before famine times. And apparently people here used to eat boiled sheep's brains, cow's tongues and blackbirds. Roisin Hines has started collecting and sharing old Irish recipes on social media and some of the traditions. And now she's gathered the recipes from old bookshops and history books. Chefs are interested in replicating the recipes. She has about 3,000 of them. And she says, for example, Irish stew might use different cuts of lamb or goat or different vegetables, depending on what was on offer at that time. It sounds really, really fascinating. So have a look at that in the Irish Independent.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.